Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. During his trip to see the wildfire damage in Hawaii, President Biden said he immediately approved the mobilization of a complete government response.
Which means whatever you need, you're going to get.
Hundreds of people are still unaccounted for on Maui.
Authorities say they're still trying to locate more than 800 people, 2 weeks after the deadliest wildfire in more than a century in the U.S. swept through the community of Lahaina. As of Monday, at least 115 people were confirmed dead. When a wildfire destroyed the California town of Paradise in 2018, Butte County published a list of the missing in the local newspaper that helped identify scores of people who had made it out alive but were still listed as missing. But officials in Maui say they're not sure if publishing a list would violate privacy rules, and they say they're concerned that listing the names of missing people who turn out to be dead may traumatize their families. The American Red Cross says it generates its own list through requests made to its call center and information gathered by teams in the field. I'm Donna Warder.
Crews are working to dig roads, buildings, and nursing home residents out of mud across a wide area of the West and Southwest. The clean up continues from Tropical Storm Hillary. A new UN report says more than 200 extrajudicial killings of former Afghan government officials and security forces have taken place since the Taliban took over the country 2 years ago. A populist Thai party linked to former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawatra won a vote in parliament to lead the country hours after the divisive former leader returned from years of self-imposed exile and began an 8-year prison sentence. Many observers say that Thaksin is betting a friendly government will be able to cut his sentence short. A cable car carrying 6 children and 2 adults dangled hundreds of feet above the ground in a remote part of Pakistan, trapping the occupants for hours before rescuers arrived in helicopters to try to free them. This is AP News. Russian President Vladimir Putin is noticeably missing at a 3-day economic summit in South Africa.
Putin will instead participate via video call after his trip was complicated by an International Criminal Court arrest warrant issued for him in March over the abduction of children from Ukraine. But Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, will attend in the president's place. Lavrov's press secretary, Maria Zakharova, shared a video of his arrival on Telegram. Welcomed with a traditional South African dance, he stepped off the plane in Johannesburg. The bloc, consisting of Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, is holding its first in-person meeting since the COVID-19 pandemic began. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Ukrainian media claims Ukrainian saboteurs are responsible for recent drone attacks at air bases deep inside Russia. I'm Ed Donahue. AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.